So, now I need all my hungry Norwegian piggies and all my hungry Norwegian cows all together now. And Sigrid here, Sigrid will think that it's a farm on Christmas Eve. Let me hear my piggies and cows.
No.
Oh yeah, the farm animals are very hungry and noisy, but you can stop now, please.
Gotta run.
Oh dear, I know that I just put that there. I'm surely not going crazy, right? No, I'm far too young for this. Oh, Jordan! Wow, very sneaky you are. Oh, thank you. Oh my goodness, what a sweet child. Jordan, can you say lump of coal? Lump of coal, we might want to practice.
WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 274. Experiencing a mischievous magical barn Santa, Norway's holiday storyteller. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we pause at the Norway Pavilion and join the crowd gathered to laugh at the mischievous antics of the barn Santa. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Well, it's summertime. Families are vacationing. The pools are open once again. And the busy travel season has begun. If you're like me, and you're dreaming of another Walt Disney World trip, but don't know when you'll be able to make it back, don't fret though, we'll get to enjoy another memory of the parks, and escape there through a binaural memory. So let's begin. So we're continuing our adventures in Epcot on a beautiful Sunday in December of 2021. The sun is warm, the sky is mostly clear, it's a perfect Florida winter afternoon, even if it's a little too warm in the sun. If you remember from memory 273, we finished watching the Chinese Lion Dance and are on our way to get something to eat at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse. This is our first time using the mobile ordering and doing pickup, so we don't know how this is actually going to work. As we're approaching, I click the We're Here button and then we go wait. As of this recording, we were asked to wait outside the dining room until the screen changed on my phone and notified us that my order was ready. Unfortunately, this was the worst wait of the whole trip doing this, but eventually, after about 10 or 15 minutes, our order is ready and we're allowed to enter and pick up the order. The smoked chicken was good, a little dry. The brisket sandwich was okay, but the surprise winner was the vegetarian jackfruit sandwich, which was served on a Beyond Burger as well, and it was excellent. Don't worry though, you won't have to listen to us eat. I'm going to cut all that out. After finish eating, we'll head back out into the heat of the day, and at the Lines app's recommendation, we're going to head towards Spaceship Earth. As we begin that way and near Norway, a crowd has formed by the Holiday Storyteller stage because they're about to come out. this is probably our favorite storyteller, so we had to show the kids now while we're here. So we get a spot along the ropes, and soon the characters appear. You'll hear us all laughing along as the Barn Santa freezes poor Sigrid, forces her to put her arms up in the air, spins her around. There's even a minor mishap with one of the props that forces some extra improv, much to the delight of the whole audience. As the show wraps, we'll resume our quest towards the front of the park in search of our next adventure. As I mentioned earlier, the food was good. The ambience at the Regal Eagle Smokehouse is a barbecue joint, but really, the benefit of being able to order ahead, review the menu at our leisure while we're standing in line, and picking up whenever we're ready is just really the best part of this restaurant. And if you're at all hesitant about eating vegetarian, the jackfruit sandwich will blow your mind. As for the Norway holiday storytellers, what else can I say but go see them. They will leave you laughing and sharing your experience with everyone you meet. It's so worth stopping for the 10-minute show. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now that you have your headphones on, let's join my family for another international holiday special show as we learn about the fun the mischievous Marn Elf has with the children of Norway.
All right, this way. Okay. Actually, it says to go do Spaceship Earth.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Start working the front. Ibis.
So then,
Good. It is the same story. Do you remember this one?
Hello there, Goyul.
Goyul.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Thank you. Who said that? Thank you. You too. Hello, everyone. My name is Sigri, and I am very excited today to tell you all about Christmases in Norway. In fact, here is a little bit of a Christmas carol sung by children of all the ages, the Mouse Song, or Musavisa. When nights are getting longer and lakes all freeze to ice, Mother Mouse runs strongly about the foul device. We must avoid the mouse trap, but there is naught to fear. We'll all be celebrating at Christmas time this year. Hi, son, a cop, son, a fella, ra, la, ra. Am you like failed in task, a la, like, a my father's lad. Hi, son, a cop, son, a fella, ra, la, ra. Am you like failed in task, a la, like, a my father's lad. The father mouse says that it's time to take a nap. Just dream about the Yuletide and not the doffle trap. When Father Mouse is keeping watch, the children try to sleep. They hum some Christmas carols instead of counting sheep. Everyone!
Hi-dee and hoo-doo and toodle-a-da-loo. A merry Christmas season is good for me and you.
Hey!
Hi, son of pop, son of ba-da-ba-da-ba. Oh, you a bell and dust, a lolly, come and got it,
Good. Oh, was it my singing? I'm sorry. Goyul. That is how we say Merry Christmas in my country.
Goyul.
Now, all across Norway, the holidays are family time. But exactly how you celebrate the holidays depends on whether you live in a big, fancy, fancy city or, like me, on one of our wonderful Norwegian farms. In the city, families might spend time together going to concerts or festivals, church services or parties. And like many of you, they are visited by Santa Claus. Yes, that's right. But on our farms, many families, like mine, still celebrate the tradition of the Christmas Nissan. There are two. There's Julenissen, who visits our homes on Christmas Eve to bring the children gifts. And the other is Fjusnissen, who lives in the haylofts of our barns. It is said that this Nissa, or Barn Santa, is one of many wonderful, yet strange, little elves who are the guardians of our farm animals and welfare. And it is said that especially at Christmas time, our family should treat these Nissa, the Barn Santa, with respect, for if we don't, they have been known to cause quite a bit of mischief, ooh, in one way or another. But while I have lived on a farm my whole life, in all of my Christmases, I have never seen him. So, all the talk about this Barn Santa is neither here nor there, for we all know that these mischief makers do not exist. Except in stories and fairy tales.
Toodle-a-loo.
So, to talk about this Barn Santa is neither here nor there, for we all know that these mischief makers do not exist.
Unless they do exist, and are therefore very clever and mischievous indeed. Hee-hee.
It is said that this Nissa, or Barn Santa, is a very old and a rather odd-looking little gnome.
Hey, that's not true. Careful, CB, I got my eye on you.
What was that, sir? Nothing.
Allow me to take advantage of Sigrid's dramatic pause to properly introduce myself. The legendary Barn Santa! At your service! Oh, dink. So, good old exist, huh? Let's have an old Goyul greeting amongst friends, hmm? Goyul!
Goyul!
Yes! And it would be a Goyul, except every Christmas is the same. Sigri here doesn't see me because Sigri doesn't believe that I exist. Yeah. Even when I do this. Toodle-a-loo. Hello, CJ! Hold on. It's a 360, CJ! Wanna go fishing? Nothing. Too lalo. Say, you wouldn't mind if I took the liberty to use a little magic and a little mischief to help Sigrid with her story. Who knows? Maybe this year she just might believe. Tulalo.
Oh dear. Well now, Christmas in Norway is my favorite time of year. Woo! There are festive decorations like those over there, and the smell of holiday cookies fills the air. But here's the best part. In Norway, we have a 3-day celebration.
Tulalu, that's right, and we like to celebrate with a party. We like to party, we like to party, we like to tulalu.
Woo woo! Okay, our big celebration is on Christmas Eve, in the middle of the day.
Party!
At about 12 o'clock or so, everything closes up early. The bells ring in the chapel and... They ring in the chapel and everyone might return home to their family. That way they can spend time together. Oh, my way. Hello over there. Yoo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Hi, what is your name? Okay. Jordan. Why, thank you so much for finding my bell, I guess. Him? What is your name? Who? Jack? Him. Hello. Well, anyway, Jordan and everyone else, the farmer might go out to their barn and give their animals a holiday treat. An extra big helping of the finest oats and barley.
Tulalu. Oh, kiddies, just imagine that it's Christmas Eve on the farm. Ahidi, ahoo, doo, doo, da, la, de, lo. The farmers bring the goodies for the animals, go, yee. And then they say, eat up, little piggies. And Sigrid, what sound did a hungry Norwegian piggies make?
Nuff, nuff.
Do it again.
Nuff, nuff.
That's right. Norwegian piggies say nuff. So, I'm going to need everyone from here over to be my hungry, hungry Norwegian piggies. Let me hear your best nuff, nuff.
Nuff, nuff.
All right, that's enough. Sigrid. What sound did a hungry Norwegian cow make?
Meow.
Yeah. So, I need everyone from here over to be my hungry, hungry Norwegian cows. Let me hear your best. Meow. Huh? You were really good at that. All right. So, now I need all my hungry Norwegian piggies and all my hungry Norwegian cows all together now. And Sigrid here, Sigrid will think that it's the farm on Christmas Eve. Let me hear my piggies and cows. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah, the farm animals are very hungry and noisy, but you can stop now, please.
Gotta run.
Oh dear, I know that I just put that there. I'm surely not going crazy, right? No, I'm far too young for this. Oh, Jordan! Wow! Very sneaky you are! Oh, thank you! Oh my goodness, what a sweet child! Jordan, can you say lump of coal? Lump of coal! We might want to practice that! Okay, so, the children, don't forget about the barn Santa! On Christmas Eve. You see, they leave him treats too.
Tulalu. Oh, that's right, Sigrid. They leave me treats too. Like a big steaming bowl of rice porridge. With cinnamon and sugar and a nice little pat of butter right on the top. Ah! All right. Might not sound like such a treat to all of you. But believe me, when the little kiddies leave me a nice steaming bowl of rice porridge in the hay loft. Rice porridge in the hayloft, it leaves you nice and warm and toasty on a cold winter's night. It's high in fiber, too. Yeah. Tulalo.
Ah, you'll never guess what the barn Santa likes to eat. Go on, take a guess.
Rice porridge.
No. Oh. Yeah. A bowl of rice porridge and a stein of ale. But how did it... Never mind. So, back to Christmas Eve when every Norwegian family begins their celebration. It lights out. Shh. As the entire house is illuminated with the soft glow of candlelight. And after a big feast, the entire family gets all excited. Especially the kids, because they know that the Christmas tree is in the very next room. And then... the moment we've all been waiting for.
Tulalo, this is the best part, people. So then they say, okay, kids, let's go to the other room.
That's a great idea.
Jordan, come with me. I need you to sit right there.
Hey, Jordan.
You're a natural. So, they open that door and look,
the Christmas tree. It's all decorated.
You know, there's Christmas presents there for everybody. Now, Jordan, you look like a kid who likes Christmas presents, so I'm sure I got something in here. You can sit down there. Come on. It's part of the skit. You'll see. It's a bell. All right. Go ahead. Bring it. Tulalo. Bring it.
Go, y'all.
He broke your bell.
That's probably for the best, isn't it? Jordan. I'm so happy that you're so amused. Okay, you can go now. Psst. Yay! Let's give a big round of applause for Jordan for breaking my bell. Hey, Jordan. Let it go. Let it go. Okay. So, the rest of the night is spent exchanging gifts and singing Christmas carols around the Christmas tree until very late at night, and that is all on Christmas Eve. But even though the children open up their presents on Christmas Eve, they still get up early on Christmas Day. Some people attend church services, but then the rest of the night is spent at home quietly with the family. But we are not done yet, because the very next day, December 26th, is our second Christmas Day. Woo! And that is the day for parties and visiting friends and ringing bells. But Jordan broke it!
Tulalo! Well, my kiddies, what to do? Sigrid here is at the end of her story. And she's clearly out of her wits, too. And she still doesn't see me. So, I'm gonna need magical help from all of you, all right? On the count of three, I need everyone here to give me a big toodle-a-de-lo. Can you do that? All right, ready? One, two, three!
Toodle-a-de-lo!
Well, all right! Now we all know about the holidays on Norway's farms, and I am sorry to burst your bubble on the whole gnome thing, but he does not exist. It's you!
It's me?
It's him!
I'm him! The boy Santa!
Call you!
Oh, well, it looks like we made a believer out of the lovely Deidre after all. And with that, I dub you all honorary Christmas magic makers the rest of the day. Give yourselves a round of applause. Give Jordan a round of applause! I best be off to the hayloft in preparation for the big day. But before I go, kids, friends, remember, uphold the values of Christmas. Be kind, spread joy, and cheer. And be good to your barn Santa throughout the new year.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank you, Sigrid. You know what? Here, something for you. Ring this bell.
Okay! Oh my goodness, I cannot believe it.
Oh, but you can believe, which is why you see me now. Do you get it?
You did nothing embarrassing, right?
Oh, Sigrid, you looked so cool the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it is.
That's how I remember that.
start just laughing.
Great job, man.
Thank you.
You did awesome.
You know if that was part of the skit, actually break the bell?
No, he wasn't supposed to break the bell, but that was Eleni.
He wasn't supposed to?
Nope.
No. No, that's why they were.
But he gave her a gift, so.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of that one?
I think we're okay, but I think we might have just seen the last show with that.
Nah, they'll get another bell.
How do you break a bell?
It just comes out. It's not, it's kind of a hook inside.
No, sure, we didn't actually break
the hook.
That came
apart. What does it say? Yeah. It's thinking. Did
you guys like that story, though? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they're released every other week. Also, if you want to find out more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. There you'll find things like show notes with the pictures for this memory, or other memories as well. You'll also find links to watch on YouTube, view photos on Google, and connect with me through social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. If you like what you heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. You can do things like buy me a coffee or support our binaural microphone replacement campaign or become a recurring patron supporter. Every donation gets dumped back into the podcast and will help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, I need to ask a small favor of you. Can you help me spread the word about the show? A review on Apple Podcasts will help those who are looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home to find us. Plus, they'll see what other fans like you love about this show. Maybe you can even tell a friend or share that you've been listening on social media. Maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this one, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple weeks for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.